You're listening to the Fierce Female Network on iHeartRadio. Our call-in number is 215-383-3722. Your host is Adrienne F. Manson, creator of Poser Size and founder of Get Fierce Coaching. Connect with the Fierce Female Network on Facebook by using the keyword, The Fierce Female. She is also a three-time bestseller of The Return of Jesus Christ, Over 51 Easy Ways to Earning Online, and Health Tips for Ordinary Folks. Her books can be found on Amazon.com. Award-winning author Christopher Chaney of ChaneySpeaks.com will be joining her on iHeartRadio every third Monday of the month as her co-host at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Good afternoon and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. And today I am introducing Abrina George with Clean Eating. She is going to start off our episode with a mini bite episode. As I told you earlier, this week and last week, we're going to have different ones coming on with a mini bite. And here is Abrina George.
This is Abrina George, and you're listening to Amuse-Bouche.
When I say clean eating, I mean no meat, no fish, no dairy, no poultry, no eggs, nothing that comes from an actual living animal. That to me is clean eating. Now that may be something different for different people, but for me, when I say eating clean and I have a client who is, you know, doing my clean eating and juicing program, I'm talking about eliminating all of that from your diet and solely focusing on whole foods, clean foods, fruits, veggies, legumes, and things that you need for your bodies, sea moss, things of that nature. So that is what I mean by eating clean. What does eating clean do for your body? A few things. One of the first things that eating clean does for your body is it gives your digestive system a break. Okay? It lets your body know that we're not eating the same thing that we were eating before. What's going on? Like, the food that's coming in, we're not fighting now to go ahead and digest that food. It's coming in, it's nutrient rich, it's fibrous, so now the food is kind of moving through on its own. Hey, this is good. This is the body talking now. I'm not working that hard. I'm not working the way I had to work 2 weeks ago. This is a good thing. Less stress on the body. It also, when you eat clean, it also provides you with the nutrients that your body needs. Now, a lot of people talk about cravings. We crave foods when our body is missing certain nutrients. So we crave sugars and we crave salt. We're not really craving those things. We're craving the nutrient that is attached to that, right? So what is it that the body needs so that those cravings can go away? One thing that really helps with cravings is sea moss. Yes, it is disgusting. However, it has 99 of the trace minerals that our body needs. Our body has 102. Sea moss has 99 of those. 99. So you can have sea moss in powder form. I have sea moss in powder form. I have sea moss in regular form, just the way that it comes out of the ocean and it's dry. And then I also have sea moss gel in my refrigerator, which I actually make from the regular form when it comes out of the ocean. You soak it for a few days, then you blend it and it turns into a gel, and you can use that when you're baking. You can use it in your smoothies. You can also use the powdered sea moss in your smoothies as well. I like the powdered sea moss in the smoothies. I think it's great. You don't even taste it. It doesn't, depending upon how long you let it soak for, that fishy taste that you're like, sea moss, that goes away depending upon how long you soak it for. So anyway, sea moss is great. So that's what I'm saying with eating clean. You know, not eating foods that are going to be heavy for your body, eliminating all of the white foods and sugars like the potatoes and the white rice and the bread, you know, and things of that nature. And you can replace those with other things like spelt bread, spelt flour, spelt pasta. Spelt is an ancient grain. It is a mother grain. It is the mother of wheat. It is wheat, but it is the mother of wheat. So it is really, really healthy for you. You can still eat those things. So I'm not saying eliminate everything, what I am saying is changing the way that you look at certain foods that you eat. So that's what eating clean is to me. Now, I know to some people, eating clean may be eating chicken that is not GMO or eating free-range meats, right? That's eating clean to some people. You will still see some people say, hey, I'm eating clean, and they have a, you know, a nice grilled piece of chicken breast on top of their salad. That may be eating clean to some people. For me, not respond well to those things. So I just eliminate them. Thank you so much for joining us today. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information about myself, Urina George, or the Mom Ific Group, be sure to check us out on our website, www.momific.life. That's MOMIFIC.life. You can also like us on Facebook at the Mom Ific Group. See you next time.
All right. Thank you, Urina George. I really did enjoy your show. I really enjoyed your mini bite. It was packed full of information, and I did learn a lot about clean eating from your mini bite. So thank you, and I look forward to your mini bite on next week. And I know that you're going to teach us a lot about eating healthy and clean eating. But I learned about the CMOS that she was teaching us about. That was something that I didn't know, that CMOS had 99%, I think she said, trace minerals, which our body needs. So that can be a change and something that we can incorporate into our healthy eating, our healthy lifestyle. And so she's going to instruct us and teach us each and every week with small little bites every week. So I'm looking forward to what she's going to deliver for us, because it's going to help us to change our lifestyle. And I'm the first to raise my hand. I'm the first to be guilty. As she was talking about craving sugars and salt. And so she was teaching us that your body is really craving nutrients that maybe the body is missing. So I'm going to be listening for that information. And I'm going to tell you, I am so guilty from going back and forth, where I used to eat really healthy, only ate vegetables and fruits. Then I fell off the wagon and started just eating a lot of pastas and bread and sugars, and I'm here to tell you, don't do it. If you are currently eating healthy, eating vegetables, fruits, and salads, and getting your protein, if you're currently doing that, don't switch. Don't fall off the bandwagon, because if you do, I am here to tell you it is difficult and it is a struggle to go back to eating healthy, at least for me. At least for me, I'm guilty of trying to really drop all the sugars out of my diet. And I wish I had never just got off the bandwagon to start eating whatever I like, because now it's hard to give up the chocolate. I love, 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 love chocolate. So what I did to try and give up chocolate, I made a switch. I said, okay, well, I'm not going to eat terrible milk chocolate, so I don't buy the milk chocolate anymore. I get the dark chocolate, which is, you know, it's better for us, the dark chocolate. So I get the dark chocolate. But here's where I kind of go off the rails and get off the track. I'll get the dark chocolate. And, you know, you're only supposed to eat a small portion. My trouble is I won't eat a small portion. I'll have 2 bites, 3 bites, 4 bites, 5 bites, and 6 bites, and it's so delicious. But now what I'm doing, I'm adopting what my mother does. She portions out her food in small portions, which I used to do as well. I used to, for years, only ate on a saucer. I never ate on a, I know this sounds a little silly, but I never ate on a dinner plate. I always ate my food on a saucer, because I felt like if I eat on a saucer, it'll be enough for me. I won't overeat. I'll eat just enough for myself. And that's what I did. And then I stopped eating on the sauce. I don't know what happened. I guess I just kind of just started doing whatever. But so now what I'm doing with the dark chocolate every day, I looked on the servings. You're only supposed to eat 15 pieces. I have the Brookside, which is so yummy, so delicious. The little Brookside dark chocolate that has goji berry flavor in the center, or blueberry flavor in the center. You're only supposed to have 15, but I will eat 30. So what I'm doing, I started yesterday, I'll count out 15 pieces, and I'm going to stick to that. I'm not going to eat 30 or 40 pieces, because that's not good. That's not good. All right. I think that's about enough of that. And I always use myself as an example, because who knows better than yourself? When you fall off the wagon, when you're doing something great and then you start switching gears and doing the wrong thing, and then you need to switch back for health reasons, because we need to invest in ourselves. We need to have self-care, and we need to get on track. At least I do. I need to get on track, and so I'm really, really trying to work hard with self-care. That's what I'm doing. Currently, I got a lot of things going on, but that's okay. One step at a time, and it's going to be all right. Going to get back on track and live that healthy lifestyle. And so today we have coming on board that's going to talk with us a little bit is Jessica Smothers, author of Deliver Me From Me, which I can't wait to hear about this book, because, you know, Deliver Me From Me, we all need a little bit of deliverance from myself. I think that that is such a great title, Deliver Me From Me, because I think a lot of times we stand in the way of our blessings. I think that we really do hold up. I think we're the clog in the wheel. We can be our own flat tire, so to speak. You can be driving along. Your car is fine. You've checked your air pressure and your tires. You made sure that everything is fine before you take your road trip. And then all of a sudden you're going down the road and you hit a nail or something and you get a flat tire. And I think it can be our own trouble. We can get in the way of ourselves. We can kind of delay. I think we can delay our own blessings. That's really interesting that they came up, but I think we can kind of delay our blessing. I think sometimes that God will try to get a blessing to us, and when we don't understand, we'll just, like, get in the way, and it will delay what God has for you. So don't do that. I think I'm preaching to the choir here. I think I'm preaching to myself, so I'm raising my hand, because anytime that something drops in your spirit, I think it comes through you. It comes to you first. That has always been my experience when I taught on a subject or I teached on something. It was always medicine for me first. I always found that it was medicine for me first, and I had to swallow it first, and then it was for the audience. So I always studied the subject, researched it, and things of that nature, and then I took the medicine first, and then I was able to teach it to somebody else, because after I had the experience with it, I was able to teach someone else. So that was my experience, what delivered me from me. So sometimes God has to deliver us from ourselves in order for him to really use us on the level and the magnitude that he's trying to get us to. So that's another spiritual vitamin. That's a spiritual vitamin. So when God is trying to take us to a place, there's a struggle, and we struggle. We struggle with ourselves. But I think we do that sometimes. I don't know. I guess that's a pretty good lesson. It just kind of came out of nowhere. So hello, how are you? Hello, how are you today? Hello,
good,
you
how about
the
yourself?
Air? Wonderful. I couldn't hear you for a moment. I was talking about Deliver Me From Me.
I actually heard you. I was like, wow.
Yeah, you know, it was really funny because I don't know if the book is really talking about transformation, being delivered from yourself, but for some reason I just started got in a vein of talking about Deliver Me From Me and how God can try to use us in an area, and we don't want to go in that way, and we'll just have a struggle going on the inside. But that's what I was kind of talking about just then. I'm glad to have you with us. I'm so happy that you're here.
And I'm glad to be with you guys as well. And that's exactly what Deliver Me From Me is about. It's my journey as a wife of a drug kingpin, and how God came in and stepped into my life and transformed me once I was able to submit and see what he was trying to do in and through me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
okay.
How I got Deliver Me From Me, you know?
Oh, okay. So I wasn't sure. I just kind of was, you know, coming forth with Deliver Me From Me. And we had a little mini bite. Miss George was talking about clean eating, and I was just kind of talking about Deliver Me From Me. And I was hoping I was on the right vein of where the book was coming from. I was hoping I was speaking from the right place. And I really want you to talk to us a little bit more, Ms. Jessica. I had introduced you earlier, and I know that you were coming, so I just got to talking about your book. And so you were saying that it came from a place of, it's a testimony, really. Mm-hmm. It's your testimony?
Yes, it is my testimony, pretty much of my life journey of all what God had delivered me from up until now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's exactly what it is. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, that is really wonderful. If you don't mind sharing some of your testimony. I looked at the cover, and I had it on the Facebook story, and I was looking at the cover, and I was like, wow, this book really looks like an adventure. And I was looking at the cover, and I said, wow, she really put the cover together very well. It looks like an adventure. It looks like a journey. And I kept looking at the title. I said, oh, deliver me from me. I cannot wait to hear what she has to say. If you don't mind sharing a little bit of your testimony, we would love to hear it.
Sure, not a problem at all. That's what it's about. And I was being reminded when the Lord reminded me to share my testimony. Mm-hmm. Anybody that's in the midst, when you share your testimony in Hebrew, it means do it again. So as I share my testimony and some of the things that I've been through in life, I'm telling God, the people that's here or on air, that whatever God did for me, he's going to do it again for you. He's going to duplicate the same miracles that he did in my life. He'll do it in your life. Because there has to be an atmosphere, there has to be an element, there has to be a certain climate that God wants to shift and transform and do things, but we have to be in a proper position. And I knew then just going into my testimony, my ex-husband and I would begin to run selling drugs. So it's about 18 or 20 years, give or take. And I really thought that was a life, but it really wasn't. After a while, it began to wear me out, and I came home one evening, and I wanted to go into my room closet to get a book that I was looking for whatever reason I was going to look for that book, and the closet lit up. I mean, so bright, a light that I was like, where did this come from? But it was like the presence of something was so heavy that hit me, and I heard a voice say, how many people y'all killing? Ooh, I had to take a break right there, because it's still, when I go back and I say that again, it's just something that electrified me, light up on the inside of me, said, how many people are y'all killing? So at that moment, that was like my experience, like Paul on the road of Damascus, that when he met God on that road, that was that light that lit up and say, I have different plans for you. I have something different. So I went immediately into a place of like, I was like paralyzed. Like I just didn't know what was happening, but I couldn't voice. I couldn't say anything. I was like quiet up against the wall. Like it backed me up against the wall. And I stood there for over two hours in awe of what had just happened. I couldn't put it together. But I knew that it was something so powerful that I have never experienced before. And that was God's way of getting me and letting me know that I'm here to deliver you. I'm here. And if you know the story about Paul, how Paul was persecuting the Christians and, you know, per se, we were out there persecuting these people that were selling these drugs. And, you know, he began to say, you think your family is living, but you're dying. So from that moment, I turned. When I tell you I turned, and I left, I left, just completely left. You know, we were already separated and things like that, because I was already getting, like, just tired of it. Like, I didn't want this life. I knew that there was so much greater on the other side. I knew that God had so much planned for me than this. I was just getting tired, and one day I just stopped going, and he asked me, he says, where's my Bonnie? I said, she died. She died, and after that, I think, you know, it was a struggle after. There were some challenges. There were some trials. There were so many things that I had to face. But even in the midst of it all, I knew that God was preserving me, he said, for a purpose. And there's so many chapters. I'm going to talk about one from my book that talks about there's so many things that have happened in that lifestyle. The world tells us, it says, and I know if you guys heard it many times, even when you're in the theaters, they say, silence is golden. That's what the movie and the world tells you. But God told me that silence is godless.
Hmm. Ooh, say that one more time.
The world teaches us, they say that silence is golden, but God said it's godless.
Godless.
Because why would you want to keep quiet about what God has delivered you from, what God has set you free from, what God has saved you from, what God has brought you out of? Why would you want to keep that?
Oh, my.
Your deliverance. And he already showed me. He said, Jesus Christ died for me to be delivered. The enemy don't want me to be delivered. So where does the problem come in? It comes in with you are the problem. Deliver me from me. The things that has held me hostage and try to hijack my destiny, deliver me from me because this is the end of it.
Oh, glory be to God.
And then after he revealed that to me, I go on.
But
you know why
that?
We don't want to be delivered from self? Because we're so comfortable with self. We don't want to be delivered from self because we're comfortable with who we used to be instead of allowing God to change us into what we're supposed to be. And that's creating to his image and likeness. See, the enemy don't like that. He don't want you to discover and go deeper.
You know, that's right. That's true. Sister is teaching up in here. Did you all hear Miss Jessica? She is teaching and she is telling up. She is telling the truth. She is turning on the light. And here on today, she is turning the light on. For me, she's turning the light on. For you, she is telling you to stop holding your testimony. Oh, my God. My God, stop holding it because it's not helping anybody. And she said it's godless. You know, it's like saying it's a sinful thing to hold your testimony, to keep your mouth shut, to keep your mouth closed. Wow, my. I felt that thing all on the inside when you said that.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
It came forth for power.
Because that's what time it is.
It came. You know, and Sister Jessica, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Jessica,
hallelujah.
We thank you. You know, and I always say that I'm the first to say that I'm guilty. Sometimes we think we can share parts of our testimony and leave part of it out. Do you?
No.
Oh, glory be to God. The part that seemed so dirty and so just guilty, glory to God, and I'm guilty as well. Don't want to share that part. Don't want to talk about that part, being down in the gutter. But that's the part that people need to hear. I'm saying it because I'm guilty of those things as well. I'll share parts of my testimony of what God delivered me from, and then some I won't say anything about it. And so
you want you to
hear today. You've come here today and turned on a mighty light, a mighty light.
My God.
A mighty light because for years I don't talk about the abuse. I don't talk about the rape. I don't talk about being held for sex. I don't talk about those things that went on for years and years, never said anything.
Wow.
I don't talk about those things. I don't talk about the abuse, being woke up, strangled with hands around my neck. I don't talk about those things. What God kept me, I could have suicide. I could have killed myself. I could have committed suicide. I walked around for years with a spirit of suicide, but I couldn't do it because I knew that suicide was wrong. I knew if I killed myself, you know, suicide is a sin. And I'm telling you, that's the part that I don't talk about because it's shameful. It was shameful. To me, it was shameful. I said, well, if I talk about this, my whole family going to know. They're going to hear all about this stuff. And I didn't want my family to hear about it. I didn't want them to know about all these things, about what happened.
Because He wanted to keep you walking dysfunctional. See, he wanted to keep you in your shame, and he wanted to keep you in your guilt. And see, that brings me into, I think that's my fourth chapter, my fifth chapter, that said that the enemy came to strip my innocence, but God brought me deliverance. Think about that. He want to keep you in another chapter in the book is called In the Penitentiary of Your Past. Because, see, your past is not for reliving, but reflection.
Woo! The penitentiary of your past. You better come on through here, sister.
He will want you to stay there. And think about it. You guys all know about penitentiary or the institution or what takes place when you're there. And some people are not even behind bars, but they're in a penitentiary of their past in their mind. Their mental capacity is locked up. Their mental psyche, they can't think the way that God wants them to think. And when they have so many traumatic events and so many things have happened from our childhood, and then you think about it from our even up until our adulthood, these are things that are paralyzing. See, the enemy's job is to come to cause us not to move forward in the thing that God has for us. See, he does not want us to walk in our full potential. He wants to kill that. He wants us to abort that. He wants us to stay stuck right there. And he can get you as a childhood and from your childhood. That's called arrested development. If he can keep you in that place, guess what? You would never be a functional adult. You're always going to be dysfunctional because if he can destroy the seed early, there won't be no harvest as an adult.
You better come up through here, sister. You better come up through here. You know, God sent you for today. We kept rescheduling this show and things, trying to get it together. But I'm telling you, God sent you up in here for today. Do you hear me? You have spoke a word up in here today about arrested development. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because what you're saying is bearing witness to me, because that's what happened in my childhood. You hear me? That's what exactly what happened. That's what happened. That is what happened. The abuse and things that started at 14 and 15 years old. You know, and it just,
Oh, my God.
The man coming into the bedroom at night. What do a man coming into a child's bedroom watching her develop?
Seed.
Watching her develop.
You're the seed.
You know, watching her.
You're the
you
seed.
Know, oh, my God.
Jesus.
You've come
you
up
are
in
the
here
seed.
Today.
You are the seed, and I'm going to keep saying it. If I can destroy the seed, remember, he said that the enemy will try to put enmity between the woman and her seed. Remember, he said that he's going to crush his head. We're going to crush his head because of the heel. So think about it. He's under the bottom of our feet. So if the enemy can come to crush you and stop you and make you think you're not who God called you to be, then you will not fully develop and walk into your full potential, because he comes to assassinate your character, your spiritual character. See, the molestation, that was just an assault. That was a demonic assault that was launched after you. But we know that Jesus Christ went to the cross. He went on the crucifixion stake for us. He died for that. So why are we still trying to die again? Why are we still trying to die again? It's to torment us. It's to haunt us. And I'm telling you, from my childhood, I grew up with anger. I was a fighter. In the world, I'm a fighter in the spirit. And see, that's what he knew. I will fight to the end. So there's no end. But God says that, guess what? This battle is not mine. It's the Lord. So why am I fighting in my physical strength when I'm not capable to handle that in my physical strength, or I'm not equipped enough? And see, the enemy comes to voided places. See, whenever you have not been made whole, he comes to attack the voided place.
Vanilla, you better talk up in here. Do you hear me?
Whenever you have not got the proper help or been delivered, sis, this is what happens. He comes to voided, empty places. The Bible talks about that he comes back with seven more spirits to see if the house has been swept clean. See, he's trying to see if you're not going to go back. He's coming to tempt you. He's coming to see if you have built up and say what the thing that's trying to contend with you, or you contending with that. He's trying to see if you're going to counteract. And I got a chapter in the book says, guess what? It's no more toleration. It's time for confrontation. I am conflict. You came to destroy my life, and God came to bring me life. You could never destroy my life, because Jesus was created to destroy the works of the enemy. So he sent me here, therefore, guess what? To heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cleanse the leper, and to cast out devils.
Oh, my. You know, I'm going to say something. You was talking about anger, and I can relate to that, because I had a lot of anger on the inside of me, and I would never talk about it or tell anybody. I just held on to it, you know, just walking around just angry, mad. Put on a smile, put on, you know, a real big grin, but on the inside, I'm mad and just ready to, you know, tear something up. So I understand what you're saying about the anger, and I'm the same way in the spirit. Don't come with stuff. Because I'm the same way. I'm going to take out that sword. I'm going to take out that Bible. And I'm going to cut Satan up the same way. Fierce. Fierce.
Amen. But once we begin to know who we are and whose we are, and see, when you don't have enough word in you is when the enemy attacks you, because he know, like, you know what, they don't have enough word in that area. They're not strong enough in that area. They're weak. They don't really know who they are, you know. So the moment you begin to build yourself up in the word of God and you know who it is that God has called you to be, you can walk in greatness. You can walk in boldness. You can walk in confidence. You can walk knowing that all of heaven is backing you up. And that's how I am. I tell everybody, I'm not arrogant. I'm not prideful. But I walk, I'm telling you, I walk with confidence and I walk with boldness. And I walk knowing that my Father paid all for me. I'm an heir to the kingdom, okay? I'm an heir in this. I'm a citizen of the kingdom. I got dual citizenship, so there's nothing that the enemy can come and do to try to stop, block, or hinder. He may try to delay it, but if you know your assignment and what God's calling you to do, then you will focus and move towards that. You would have a forward momentum, a forward progression in what it is that he's called you to do. No devil in hell can stop you. And anytime something shows up, the Lord reminds me that that's just an indicator that I'm closer to my destiny. I'm closer to fulfilling and walking in full potential. I'm close to walking into the image and likeness of who God called me to walk in.
Lord have mercy.
Up and let me know I'm doing it.
Lord have mercy. Oh, I want to continue this on. Oh, my goodness.
You're good.
Woo.
Amen.
Woo. Glory
Amen.
To God. We have Sister Amber that's been holding on. I know she's like, what is going on up in here? Oh, my
yes.
goodness, Sister Amber.
And I
want to
be respectful of your time.
You know, Sister Amber Hawkins, she's going to talk to us about computer needs. Lord have mercy. These computers are going to get sanctified up here. Oh, Lord, I got to take I got to dial back for a minute and play this little break, this highway. Sister Jessica Evangelist, I'm telling you, you have blessed my soul on this broadcast today. You done set some stuff
Amen.
Free up in here today. Oh, my God.
Amen. That's what I was sent to do. That's what I was sent to do. I thank you for your time. And, again, if you had a look at it and you read my bio, when I was out there running those drugs, now God has used it for his favor on this side now. And I will close with this. I am a kingdom transit system. Now, I'm taking every message, every package, and I'm going to go from city to city, state to state, wherever it is that the Lord is sending me, because I got a new message, and that is to seek and to save that which is lost. And not only that, to do what God has called us to advance the kingdom. And that is my purpose, is to know God and to make him known. Amen. Thank you so much for having me on.
God bless you, sister. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, glory, I got to play highway because I got to go and give them a shout-out for a minute, and then I'm going to come back to Miss Amber Hawkins. Glory be to God. Y'all, hold on. We're going to talk about the highway. This is Ron Anthony saying about the highway. And we're going to come back with Ms. Hawkins with the computer needs.
There's a highway to where it began. As I walk to get in my old car in Georgia, there's a lot of things I passed on 85. Sometimes I may get lost, but when I'm lost I pay the cost and find my path back as I drive. There's a highway to the road again. There's a highway. Want to be free, and you drive back to the place to leave. Now there's a highway on the road again. There's a highway. There's a highway to
There's a highway. Well, hello, Sister Amber Hawkins. How are you? Sister Hawkins? Can you hear me, Sister Hawkins? Are you there? Miss Hawkins?
Hello, good evening. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're more than welcome. We had to, we were having such a discussion. I'm telling you, I know you're here to talk about computer needs, and I really do want to jump into that and talk about computer needs. That's your business, computer needs. And I do want you to go ahead and introduce yourself, Ms. Hawkins, and your company, and tell us all about how you're servicing the state of Ohio with computer needs and the things that you do and how long you've been in business.
Well, again, thank you for the opportunity, and good evening, everybody. Good afternoon and good morning, wherever you are in your different time zones. My name is Amber Hawkins, your computer needs at Toledo LLC, where the motto is computer training and more that comes to you. The company is in its 13th year at this time, and what it foundationally is on-site, online, and e-mobile computer training and consulting. Anywhere from beginning computer literacy, if there are those who don't know anything about computers at all, to advanced, like advanced Excel, advanced Access, mainly the Microsoft Office suite, those programs including Outlook, Word, PowerPoint, Publisher, and all of that. And there are products and services that I do, including website consulting. I sell computers and accessories online. That part of the website is still under development at this time, but there is a that if anybody wants to, they can text me to 419-304-4564, and I can send that specifically out for you until it gets on the website. And the goal is to, I would say overall, bridge the gap between those who know and those who don't know about computers in one way or another. And if I can't help you, I can refer you to someone who can help you. I do public speaking as well, as far as computer and technology topics and trends.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. I really want to ask you about, because there's such a high demand for a computer and data security, and I want to talk to you in that regard. Now, do you help individuals and businesses as far as keeping our systems safe from hackers, as far as any antivirus? Do you help individuals out in that aspect of security with computers?
What I do, I've done virus removal. I do suggest like different antivirus programs. As far as cybersecurity, which is very important, although that's not my realm, I do like some consultation as far as if you need different computer systems and how to protect them, that I do. As far as if those that want specifics as far as cybersecurity, I can consult in that and also refer you to what you might need more specifically, because with the things going on as far as cybersecurity is concerned, it's very important to have your systems protected. That is true, and they're different antivirus, and not only antivirus, specific cybersecurity, my apologies, cybersecurity software that you need that will go beyond what a regular antivirus program does. A lot of people don't understand that. You say cybersecurity. It is a protection, but it's a protection of another level, of another dimension, because there's more involved. It includes antivirus. It includes protecting yourself or virtual, you know, partial network on the internet and all of that. But it goes beyond that. And cybersecurity is the protection of the whole system.
Okay. You know, because I wanted to ask another question in regard to antivirus protection. Now, in the days of yesterday, just having things like APG, the free software, was enough. Now, is that still the case? Is having APG still enough in today's world and technology, or do we need to add another layer on our systems that we have, another layer of protection?
Right. I would suggest another layer. The reason being, and understand, it's going to cost more because a lot more is involved. If it's just for your everyday and it's not, let's say, of a level in which a corporation would need, you can make sure you have a good antivirus, and AVG is one of the good antivirus software programs out there. A lot of people don't realize is that you have to make sure you keep it updated too, because if you don't keep your protections updated, you know, you're going to run into problems. The extra layer, the extra layer as well is some of the steps that at home that can be done. One of them is that, you know, monitoring as far as how long your children or how long you are on the internet or browsing through the computer. Is there a protective firewall? That's another thing. Do you know who your kids are communicating with? Do you monitor their social media activities or other activities outside the home? As far as extra layers, you can have those, and cybersecurity involves more because you're not talking only, as I said before, about antivirus. You're talking about protecting the systems. And when I say systems, we're talking everything as far as even what you do in the morning, let's say at the workplace, to go in, log in the computer, make sure it comes on the way it does. When you sign in, is that protected? If you use, let's say, a company's cell phone, is that protected against breach and all of that? When you use equipment, let's say a jump drive or a thumb drive, what are the policies and the procedures, making sure that any data saved is protected in case anything happens? Can the cybersecurity company or whoever you contract with to do cybersecurity monitor remotely on their end in case there's a breach or a breach of security that comes up? They can take action right away.
Okay. Now, are you familiar with different systems? I'm sorry, go right ahead.
No, I apologize. I was going to say, again, that's like more of the difference between if you use a regular antivirus and cybersecurity, because, as you've heard me mention, cybersecurity is more involved.
Okay. I do understand. And we're just about running out of time. I do want you to give your information out. Once again, I do want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule and being here today on this particular episode. And so I really do appreciate your time. Go ahead and give out your contact information where individuals can contact you with any questions that they may have, or if they need to reach out to you, if they have some type of computer needs. They can reach out to you by cell phone, texting, or on Facebook, whichever is your preferred way of being contacted. Go right ahead.
Okay, again, thank you. Amber Hawkins, Your Computer Needs Atelier LLC. Call or text to 419-304-4564. You can click on the contact link of yourcomputerneeds.com. ComputerNeeds.net. Again, that's your ComputerNeeds.net. I can also be reached on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Periscope, StumbledUpon. The company does have a YouTube channel, and all the company also has a Pinterest link for the company as well. And if you leave a message, I will get right back with you.
Okay, wonderful. If anyone was writing down some of the information that she was given, if you did miss anything, you can replay this broadcast, and I'm going to have it posted on Facebook. So if you missed anything that was said earlier, I would encourage you and urge you to listen to the broadcast and get all the information that was given out from Ms. Hawkins as well as Ms. Jessica. You go over on Facebook, use the keyword The Fierce Female, and get that information and write it down so that you have it in your notebook so that you can contact Ms. Hawkins for your computer needs. And I do have a mini bite segment that we're going to play. We're just about out of time, and this is going to end the episode. It was a wonderful fabulous episode. I really enjoyed both guests tremendously, and I want to thank you once again for coming on the Fierce Female Network. And we're going to end with Ms. Edwards, the lady with the pen. Again, I'm going to have it posted on Facebook for you a little bit later this evening. Thank you.
Hello, I am Lady Lynn with the pen, and I want to speak to you about becoming unstoppable. There comes a time when we must release and let go of everything that tears us down so that we can rebuild ourselves on a strong foundation on what motivates us to become unstoppable. Join me for the next 15 days while we speak on ways, tips, and action steps for you to become unstoppable. I'm Lady Lynn with the pen. Until next time, goodbye.